Yeah, I know our date was today, and I thought about a million ways to spend it, but I just thought, why not make it normal? Now hear me out before you go jumping to think I got boring or something. You see, when you're the best at something, there's only up that you ever go. You see people as numbers and stuff like that. It gets all too serious, life or death, and all that stuff. It's not really for me, not when I'm with you. Might seem cheesy, maybe it seems kind of basic, but that's the point. Don't you get it? Spending a casual evening with you when things could be so much more dramatic. What? Fine. Good morning. Guess I didn't wake you up properly this time. And for what it's worth, you are so fun to wake up. You know that? You do the cutest thing when you're sleeping. You see, I usually wake up first, maybe because I don't sleep that well. Insomnia's a bitch. We'll say that, first world problems, but even if that's the case, doesn't change the fact that right now, right here, and every morning, I'm gonna be the one to wake you up. Not anyone else will get to see the special things we do. That's not too bad, right? You can't complain when it's me. I certainly wouldn't if I were you. Not that I would snap. Definitely wouldn't hurt you. And no way in hell I would abandon you. But even still, getting on my bad side, would you really want to fight with this? Nah, you'd win. You want to know why? What you lack in curse technique and ability, you make up for with a personality as addictive as they come. And you can say it however you like, but someone can only put up a fight for so long. And I'm still human at the end of the day. This blindfold or not, these glasses or not, does it really matter? I see you for what you are. You're one of the few people in the world that I can look at without losing my mind. Maybe that sounds stupid, but it's not. And as for today, the lounging around, doing nothing thing, I just kind of like it. So sue me for wanting to spend the rest of forever with you, including the boring days. Do you really have a problem with boring? And besides, can't be that boring with me around, can it? Well, when your back's against the wall, you get real quiet. That's interesting. Wonder if I'll do some more tests, hypothesis, all that scientific jargon. Might as well try it all with you. Come on. You know my experiments are never that bad. Besides, even if they were, I wouldn't tell you about it. And ruin your image of me? I think not. Hiding secrets is okay. I know it's usually not supposed to be with the one you love, but what if that secret breaks your heart? Would you still want to know? I knew you'd say that. Nah, I'm kidding. I'm actually terrible at keeping secrets. Utterly the worst. But even if I'm that bad, it doesn't mean that I'm not capable in other ways. I'm not just the best jiu-jitsu sorcerer in the world. I pride myself on being the best lover for you as well. Well, do these eyes lie? seeing the truth in things is always a double-edged sword. You know, the only reason why we work, why we have what we have and do what we do. Well, it's half a secret, but the rest of it that I can tell you is pretty simple, actually. You don't really seem like that genuine never stops coming. Maybe you're good at lies, and I'm just being fooled. And if that was the case, I'd gladly accept it. You can be any kind of person you want. And for the most part, I couldn't raise even a little bit of argument about how you are. Not a chance. If anything, I think you, yes you, just the way you are, with all your faults and things that get on your nerves, have charmed me in a way that most people just never could. Does it make you better than them? Probably. Do I care? No. This is between you and me. If I say I'm not gonna let you go, you'd be able to tell if I'm lying, couldn't you? It's obvious. Heart rate, blood pressure, the heat in one's body. You can't fabricate things as well as people think you can. When people lie, they know they lied. And that's what gives them away. Now, do I look like a liar to you? You can be honest if I am. Come on, babe. You at least gotta try. Look me in the eyes. That's it. See? That wasn't too hard, was it? Okay, maybe it was for you, but it wasn't for me, and that's what counts. Never said I wasn't selfish. I have my moments, too. I may be in charge of a lot of things, have the world dancing at my fingertips, but that doesn't make it so that I don't have feelings and troubles, too. You know, I wasn't kidding when I said I see the world largely in a way that if I were to keep my eyes open like this, I'd stop being human altogether. I don't want that. I'd rather be sarcastic, cynical. Rather be confident to the bitter end. Even if I don't believe the words I'm saying, someone will. Right? Come on. Even you can see that, can't you? That star in your eye. The way that you always find a way. Doesn't actually matter what we're talking about. Resourceful and crafty. I like it. And I love you. So it makes a good pairing, right? Yeah. I was only rambling because I was nervous. I didn't want today to get serious. Every day's serious, okay? You want me to be honest? I'm sick of serious. I want something good. Want a day where it's just you and me, and we do whatever we feel like in the moment. We just go. Go places we want, stay places we want, look at the sunrise and sunset. It's not that hard to understand, is it? See? I told you. I'm not that complicated of a guy. Just better than most. But I already said I would lose to you. You know why? It's not just that craftiness I mentioned earlier. It's because if I have to lose to someone, if you ever decide to take my life from me, I'd rather it be done by you than some stupid-ass monster, a curse. How lame is that? At least if it's true love, we might just make Shakespeare cry. I'm not looking for a tragedy. And when I began dating you, don't get it misunderstood. I don't want to die. I don't think anyone does. You know? Life is short enough as it is. Humans are fragile, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Everyone's heard it a million times. But what they desperately need to hear, what you desperately need to hear, is that the time we got, whether it be a day, a year, a month, 1,000 years, doesn't matter. Every day should count. You want to know how many people waste their days away? Not me. Don't care. If it's a waste to kiss you, then I'm just wasting away. And if it's a waste to shove you down, pin you against this bed, and give you loving, the likes of which you can barely prepare for, well, look at me. My lips on your collarbone already. Fancy that. Would you look at that reaction? You're so unbelievably gorgeous. Irresistible. Best of everything I've ever imagined. Pushed into what is someone who fights back, even if you know you can't win. Without my consent, of course. Isn't that the best part? I know you like strong men. But falling for me, that's sort of like the extreme of extremes. So, as something that isn't quite so extreme, I'll take care of you. Down to every need. Down to every thought and feeling. I want it to be what we stand for, what we live for. To be touch, taste, something you can feel. I don't just want it to be words, because words are fucking cheap. I want you. I don't want to hear you. That's half a lie. I do want to hear you. I just want to feel you more. Is that so bad? Atta girl. That's one of the many things that I love about you so goddamn much. And you can call me crazy for it, but I love the fact that right now, even as you're pinned and basically beaten right now, you have the look like you're in control. Fake it till you make it, huh? Unless you got something secret to pull out of the bag. I suggest you get a little desperate, because your man's all over you. I mean, come on, what's gonna happen? If this continues, I hope you know I'm not gonna leave those tits alone while I'm at it. You're the one that let me get so close and just so gently disrobe you like this. Blame your incompetence. Oh, honey. I do love you. There's a word you won't hear from me that much, but you'll feel it a lot. Look at you. Nipples standing on end, body heated up already, and I barely touched you, come on. Just a few kisses, nipples on the collarbone, and then here we go. Your shirt's already unbuttoned, your body's practically exposed. How's that lower half faring, though? Guess I'll find out soon enough, huh? If you don't put up a fight, how is it a battle at all? You're so cute. You're so fucking cute. You knew that, didn't you? You knew that. When you sensed shivers down my spine. When you made me feel like a whole new man, when I learned what love actually is supposed to stand for, not the bullshit, mere admiration. I got plenty of people look up to me, but you're the only one who'll ever look down. Turning me on like this. You must be out of your mind. You think kissing me will let those nipples off hook? You're out of your mind, huh? Finally lost it to me. But those eyes don't look like they're giving up. Wincing a little. That's what I like to see. Guess you were lying when you said you weren't sensitive up here, too. What about the snack? You're not slouch yourself. Feeling up and down my hips, huh? You like the abs, or is it just eye candy? Cause you don't hold back, do you? Oh, you got me heated already, baby. Just don't stop now. Don't stop ever. Fuck it. Just do what feels right. Fuck. Your body's already so hot. So when you heat up like this, I don't know how to feel. I just think to myself, and I don't know what. The thoughts just kind of bounce around like ping pong balls when I see a baby, because I can't have a single thought without it fading to blank. Thinking about you and the things I want. Fuck. If we break the bed, you'll forgive me, right? Yeah, that's the spirit. If you don't break the bed, are you really making love? I think fucking not. I felt that. Did you just clench against my thigh, baby? That's it. Come on, you gotta show at least that much feistiness. Do I turn you on that much? Say it. Yeah? Not gonna say it that easy, or... Somehow kissing you. And all these different places has such a different subtle reaction. The way your body moves is so fucking hot. The way you look at me, like a wild animal looking at meat. Not quite, but almost there. You're at least 80% there. What do I look at you like? You like these pretty eyes? You're no slouch either, baby. Grinding against me in the raw. That's what you want? Don't think I won't fight back, though. I feel you, baby. Grinding up and down that shaft, huh? Ooh, if you're not careful, I'll slip inside right now. And then we'd miss the part where I get to do this while I'm at it. Sorry. But I can't stand not getting a taste of my girl. You like it when I call you that? Or was it just too shocking? And then I went right in for the kill. You're just full of openings. What can I say? Gentle is the killer of surprise. But it sure as fuck works on you. A gentle nibbling. And the slight sucking. Little circles with my tongue. You like that? Of course you do, baby. Oh, yeah. Tell me how much you like it, baby. Oh, you taste so good. Tastes so fucking good. Good luck standing tomorrow. I know it's supposed to be casual, but I get carried away, you know that. You taste so fucking good. Gently now. I got you on the defensive. Don't blame me for striking while the iron's hot. Baby, you're always fucking hot, so of course I'm gonna do something like this. Ooh, that perfect fucking ass, yeah. This is all mine, you know. Every last bit of this perfectly spankable ass. Look at you, yeah. Fuck. Impatient, are we? Don't like that it's one-sided, huh? My onslaught get the best of you. You dare to admit it to me, knowing full well that'll just make me want to do it more. You held me back. Fine. If that's how you want me, that's how you'll get me. Now do me a favor and nice and slow. You're already here with your sloppy mess of a... Is that you asking for my cock? Or is that me giving it anyways, huh? Oh, you're getting real impatient, huh? I see how much you want it. I want it too, baby. And as much as I love to tease you, I also love giving you things that you want. So you just relax and put those hands against this door. And, well, no, that's too sad if I don't get to see you, right? Fine, I'll compromise. Since I want to see you, this'll just be the first round. How about that, baby? Oh, God. Just slipping inside you like that. Someone wanted it, huh? You were more than ready, baby. Fuck. That's how I love you, though. It's too full. Ugh. You like that? Yeah, like when your man doesn't give you a warning. I kind of felt bad at first, but then when you pushed yourself down into me, I knew you said don't fucking wait. Then I didn't feel bad anymore. Funny how that works. Not yet, no. I wanted to kiss more than anything. In that moment there, that's what I longed for, you. To kiss you while being inside you. It's so romantic, you can feel it, right? That's quite the reaction, huh? Oh, baby. Don't look so proud at making me pant like this. If we were in infinity, I swear to God, you'd breath. Not now, but tomorrow you're free range, you got that. Didn't want to sully the moment without first seeing that expression. That's it. Now I can see you for real. Now I get to see every little reaction you have. Bouncing up and down my cock. Does that make me a complete pervert? Or is it the fact that I didn't need any downtime in between? Which is worse, baby? Guess I'm guilty as charged on a few counts, huh? Well, you've arrested my cock inside you, so... Shut up. I know. I know how you feel because you clench on me like that. I feel how tight you are. And every bit of your details are memorized, you know? This is my favorite position, because I get to hold your hands. And I get to see you look so embarrassed. You look so fucking cute. That's why you're all mine. And you always will be. Was that a tinge of revenge? Knowing how sensitive I am? Get your revenge then. I don't mind it. Hold my hands, baby. Kiss me if you like. So certainly kissing you. Up and down you go. Our bodies are perfect match. Fuck. Yeah, so what? I lost some control. So what? You know better. Cocky little shit. Your fault. Oh, fuck, you feel so fucking good. Oof. Come on, show me something. Taking me even deeper. Bold, but you sure you can handle me? I'm a little big today, Fuck. On your terms, huh? I'm intrigued then. Glad then. Make me come on your terms. You sure you win? Yeah? Yeah? Looking back at me, that's how I can't. How in the hell am I supposed to look at anyone else's? Yeah, that might be another reason behind the mysterious and wonderful blindfold. I just don't want to look at anyone else's face, because there's no face as gorgeous as yours, as easy on the eyes, and your body is definitely easy on the arms, too. Perfect size, perfect plumpness, perfect everything. God, you're so cute. For fuck's sake, I must have done something good previously to end up with a girl like you.